This is Passport to Texas. What do concrete, decommissioned ships, and retired oil platforms have in common? They're all materials used to create artificial reefs in the Gulf of Mexico. But if you ask Dale Shively which is the best material for creating this marine habitat, he says it depends.
We have all of those materials in our program, and they all serve a different purpose.
Shively is Parks and Wildlife Program Leader for Artificial Reefs.
Farther offshore, we have mainly petroleum platforms. They're solid, stable, durable. They're massive structures that give a lot of area to invertebrate growth and bring in a lot of fish species. Ships that we put out are good habitat, but they're also primarily to bring in diving opportunities. And then as you move in closer to shore, in our nearshore reefs, we use a lot of concrete and bridge rubble and things like that that are good for fishing.
The reefs create habitat for marine species, and this leads to better angling and diving opportunities.
What we've seen with the Texas Clipper Project is that economic returns for angling could be over $1 million a year back to the local economy, whereas diving could be several million.
Find an article on the value of artificial reefs in the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.